The difference between the MacBook Air and the Pro, how the redesigned lightweight MacBook stacks up. Now, that was, we had quite a lot of interesting discussion around that off air, I think, on Mac and Forth. And also Mike and I had a lot of discussion about 13-inch MacBook Pro. Why?
Yeah, why bother?
So it I think that's going to cause quite a lot of controversy moving forward in terms of...
Yeah, because it's, what, a 13.6-inch screen for the new MacBook Air versus a 13-inch screen for the MacBook Pro.
Well, if you define it, whichever way you measure the screen, even if it is, there is a slight difference, and even if the MacBook Pro was bigger, you're still calling it a 13-inch, and it just seems a bit odd. Yeah. Anyway, we'll see where they're going to go with that.
Honestly, that new MacBook Air, I was... Because
you were drooling, weren't you? You were drooling.
I've got a 2018 MacBook Air, and it's fine. It does everything I might expect it to do. But when I saw them roll out the new MacBook Airs, it actually looks like a laptop instead of a cheese cutter. I was like, wow. And then with the colors, too. And I don't want to be that guy who's like, no. Wow, I'm so impressed because it has... colors, but that midnight blue is just,
that's an ELO song, by the way. Anyway,
no, that midnight blue, that's not ELO, that's the guy from Foreigner. I can't remember his name.
They did do
Lou Graham.
They did do one midnight blue as well, I think. It might be
no, that's
else,
Lou Graham. I think
no. They did one with midnight blue in the song itself. It might not be the song name. I can tell you that is right.
Okay. I want to spend the next half hour arguing about this.